All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and the Messiah intercedes for you, okay? So always appreciate that day by day, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. His grace, mercy, favor, love, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. Countless of things the Lord has done for us and continues to keep doing for us. Amen. Because his mercy endures forever. So every day we got to stay grateful, thankful, and appreciative no matter what season we're going through. Amen. Got to take it one day at a time, people. Okay. One day at a time. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Brothers and sisters of the faith, God bless all of you. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, scattered all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the martyrs. And much love to the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, peoples, kindreds, and so forth, amen. Let us always support one another and pray for one another. Let us always comfort each other and always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord forevermore, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the plants, the trees, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet. You know, rejoice, always rejoice, people. Play an instrument, just cry out to him. Do what you got to do, you know, worship in spirit and truth and serve him with gladness and joy forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless. No spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, no nothing. So let us be washed up by the water through the word, washed up by the water by the word. And let us keep our lamps and keep our oils, okay? And let us always stay ready for the Messiah's return. Let us stay watchful, alert, prayed up, diligent, vigilant, fervent, just everything, y'all, because time is speeding up. Things are happening quickly. So got to stay in position for the Messiah's return. Amen. Let's keep doing the Great Commission. The Great Commission, let's always keep doing, spreading the gospel, keep doing the Father's will until the Messiah comes back, y'all. So we can hear the well done, good, faithful servant. Amen. Those are the words you want to hear when it's all said and done. Okay. So let's always work towards that and store up our treasures in heaven. Okay. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told you or confirmed to you personally through a dream, a vision, an encounter, a person, or any confirmation the Most High told you according to your purpose, your future, your gifts, your talents, your assignment, or your situation, honor that, respect that, handle that. Amen. Always stay obedient and do what the Father told you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. So there you have it. I just pray that you all had a blessed day today and better days coming your way, and that this year ends better for you, and that the new year starts off good for you and forevermore. Amen. So the times get harder and challenging, but let your personal life get better for the Lord every day. Okay. All right, y'all. So in today's message, we're going to do the commentary in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 11. All right. So we'll go through this commentary reading, and then we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So this commentary is based on David and Bathsheba. All right, we know about David's story and his rise and fall as a king and what have you. So we're going to go through this reading, and then we'll read the recommended scriptures as well, okay? Today's Bible reading, the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 11, verses 1 through 27. David and Bathsheba. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole army, the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "Isn't this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. She had purified herself from her uncleanness. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David saying, "I am pregnant." So David sent this word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent him to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked him how Joab was, how the soldiers were, and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." So Uriah left the palace, and a gift from the king was sent after him. But Uriah slept at the entrance to the palace with all his master's servants and did not go down to his house. When David was told Uriah did not go home, he asked him, "Haven't you just come from a distance? Why didn't you go home?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are staying in tents, and my master Joab and my lord's men are camped in the open fields. How could I go to my house to eat and drink and lie with my wife? As surely as you live, I will not do such a thing." Then David said to him, "Stay here one more day, and tomorrow I will send you back." So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the rest, and the next. At David's invitation, he ate and drank with him, and David made him drunk. But in the evening, Uriah went out to sleep on his mat among his master's servants. He did not go home. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it with Uriah. In it, he wrote, "Put Uriah in the front line where the fighting is fiercest. Then withdraw from him so he would be struck down and die." So while Joab had the city under siege, he put Uriah at a place where he knew the strongest defenders were. When the men of the city came out and fought against Joab, some of the men in David's army fell. Moreover, Uriah the Hittite died. Joab sent David a full account of the battle. He instructed the messenger, "When you have finished giving the king this account of the battle, the king's anger may flare up, and he may ask you, 'Why did you get so close to the city to fight? Didn't you know they would shoot arrows from the wall? Who killed Abimelech, son of Jerub-Besheth? Didn't a woman throw an upper millstone on him from the wall, so that he died in Thebes? Why did you get so close to the wall?' If he asks you this, then say to him, 'Also, your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead.'" The messenger set out, and when he arrived, he told David everything Joab had sent him to say. The messenger said to David, "The men overpowered us and came out against us in the open, but we drove them back to the entrance of the city gate. Then the archers shot arrows at your servants from the wall, and some of the king's men died. Moreover, your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead." David told the messenger, "Say this to Joab, 'Don't let this upset you. The sword devours one as well as another. Press the attack against the city and destroy it.' Say this to encourage Joab." When Uriah's wife heard that her husband was dead, she mourned for him. After the time of mourning was over, David had her brought to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing David had done displeased the Lord. All right, so that's today's Bible reading. Okay, so we saw how messy this whole situation was from beginning to end. And the ending part where it says what David did displeased the Lord. So, you know, God is watching everything we do. He sees everything, man. And, you know, people think what they're doing is right in their own eyes, but the Lord weighs the scales. The Lord weighs the spirits. He judges everything. Amen. Proverbs tells us that. So what we could take from this is to always fear God, to keep his commandments, but also to have discernment, intuition, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, always thinking things through, and not always putting your flesh over God's word, not putting your own interests and emotions over the truth and over the Most High's law, statute, commandments. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened in the situation. So furthermore, in that chapter, you saw how God sent Nathan to rebuke David. He sent Nathan, the prophet, to rebuke David and let David know what's going to happen to him and what have you. So, you know, God will make an example of anybody, okay? And we always got to have that humility. We got to have that honor, that humbleness, that meekness when we're doing this journey, you know? So God made examples out of David, Solomon, Samson, and countless of others. So we have to really learn from these things and make sure we don't repeat these same instances or situations that these guys did, okay? So that was today's Bible reading. Now let us read recommended reading scriptures, okay? Let us go to Proverbs chapter 26, verse 26. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. All right, Hosea chapter 10, verse 13. But you have planted wickedness, you have reaped evil, you have eaten the fruit of deception, because you have depended on your own strength and on your own many warriors. All right, so let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the Spirit of God. Amen. Okay, so that's today's Bible reading and recommended scriptures according to this commentary, okay? So the title of this commentary is A Rooftop Pop-Up. A man from Vermont wrote circus owner P.T. Barnum offering a cherry-colored cat for $100. Barnum, always on the lookout for rare attractions for his greatest show on earth, replied that he would send the money if the man guaranteed the cat was genuine. Barnum didn't want an artificial cherry-colored cat. When Barnum received the guarantee, he sent the money and shortly afterward received a small crate. When Barnum opened it, a black cat jumped out. A ribbon tied around the cat's neck held this note: Up in Vermont, the cherries are black. Most of us have practiced the art of deception at one time or another. King David did. His deception began on the rooftop of his palace. Although a war was going on, David remained home. He'd conquered many foes. He'd been a great warrior. But his youth was becoming a faraway memory, as each new day made him a little pudgier around the middle. David longed for something different. So when he saw a beautiful woman, another man's wife, bathing, he sent for her. The first deception happened when David convinced himself that he could actually get away with this kind of activity. The deception continued when David schemed and told lies to cover up the adulterous affair. But David's deception reached a peak when he ordered the murder of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. This story presents a bleak picture of the one who was called the man after God's own heart. However, we can also find hope in David's story. He eventually ended the deception by bringing it all into the light. Life went forward. However, David suffered grave consequences. His family was never the same after this incident was exposed. Deception's sting has a far-reaching effect. Maybe you're looking for a way out of life of deception. Bring it into the light. Tell someone. Because if David could tell us anything today, he'll probably say, deception never makes anything right. It only makes things worse. In fact, this is exactly what he did say. Take a few minutes and read through Psalm 51. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What negative effects of deception have you seen or experienced? What can you do to remove deception from your heart and life? Hint, a good place to start is on your knees, repenting, crying out to the Lord and praying. Who do you know that can help you in your battle against deception? Amen, y'all. We got to reflect on our lives, our choices, and how we're really living and what have you, okay? So let's make sure we're aligned with God's word, and let's make sure we are consistent forevermore, okay? So what I'd love to do is read Psalm 51 in its whole entirety, and then go from there, okay? Psalm 51. For the director of music, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Amen. All right, so that's Psalm 51 reading, okay? So it's important to cry out to God and pour out your heart to him and bear it all, amen? He sees it all, so you might as well bear it all, okay? So there you have it, all right? That is the commentary for today with the included recommended scriptures, okay? What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Lord of hosts, y'all, the true creator. Yes, yes, y'all. Thank him, y'all. His Son definitely died for our sins. His blood did clean up our mess. Praise him, y'all. Praise the Lord. Most definitely. His Son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac. He is the God of Jacob. He is the God of Israel. Most definitely, he is the God of Shem. Praise the Most High for everything, y'all. Give him all the glory and thanks. The Advocate, the Almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life. The author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus, Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is a King of Israel, amen. He is a King of Kings, hallelujah. He is a King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my high tower. Yes, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my redeemer, my healer, my branch. He is a sufficient one. Yes, yes, he is amazing, y'all. True provider, y'all. Very clutch, very reliable, super dependable. Praise the Lord. He works in mysterious ways, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai, Elohim. Most definitely, y'all, the Lord our God is one, is no other like him. Praise him. He is a consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise him. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things, y'all. Seek him and search him with all of your heart, y'all. He is a rewarder. He rewards those who seek him diligently, okay? So you have to trust in him, believe in him. You got to have that faith. It is impossible to please God without faith, people. Must see faith, y'all. Faith, works, obedience, all of that, y'all. Miracles, signs, wonders, deliverance, healing, restoration. You need all that from the Most High, y'all. We got to get it together. Cry out to him and ask him what you need, y'all. Ask him in his Son's name. It'll come to pass, y'all. Prayers up, y'all. Come on, y'all. Too much people out there going through and suffering silently, not calling him and cry out to him, okay? He will do it. The outstretched arm of God will do it. His mighty hand will do it. The finger of God will do it, y'all. The Lord does things abundantly, unlimited, expressively, okay? So always got to call out to him, amen? Right in the midst of your situation, he'll do it for you. Praise the Lord, y'all. Praise him. He'll do it in the early in the morning, the middle of the day, the middle of the night. He'll just do it. Amen. He works in mysterious ways, y'all. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the message of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the true life, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man. Son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone of builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the true word. Y'all, we are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We know that his word is like purifying silver, just as David said in the Psalms. Every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know his words are double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Praise him. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Yes, he is the abiding son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Aleph and Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit. Anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, Arthur of Book of Life, Availing Shield and Buckler, Baby of Bethlehem, Baby and Child of Promise, Balm of Gilead, Banner of Israel, Banner of Love, Baptizer, Bearer of the Seven Stars, Beautiful and Glorious Branch, Beauty of Holiness, Beauty of the Lord, Beginning and Ending, Beginning of Wisdom, Beloved White and Ruddy One, Beloved of the Father, Beloved Son, Better than Angels, Blessed and Glorious Lamb, Blessed and Only Potent, Blessed and Glorious Name, Blessed Lamb of Glory, Blessed One, Blessed Rock, Blesser of the Children, Branch, Branch of Righteousness, Bread, Bread of Heaven, Bread of God, Bread of Life, Breastplate of Our Righteousness, Bridegroom, Bridegroom Lamb, Bright Light of Glory, Brightness of His Glory, Brightness of the Lord, Brightness of Thy Rising, Bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter Jesus, carpenter son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the Rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the Blessed, Christ the First Fruits, Cloud of the Lord, Cluster of the Campfire, Comfort of Mourners, Comforter of Zion, Compassionate Shepherd, Consuming Fire, Confidence, Conquering Lamb, Consecrated Son, Consolation of Israel, Complete Control of All, Completer of the Saints, Contradiction of Sinners, Counsel of the Most High, Covenant of the People, Covenant of Promise, Covert from the Storm, Creator of Israel, Creator of the New Heavens and Earth, Creator of Principalities and Powers, Creator of the Earth, Creator of the Heavens, Creator of Visible and Invisible Things, Creator of the Winds, Crown of Glory, Crown of Pure Gold, Darling, Days Man, Day Spring from On High, Day Star, Defense, Deliverer, Deliverer to Zion, Deliverer of My Soul, Designer of the Universe, Desire of All Nations, Desire of Our Soul, Desire of the Bride, Mm-hmm. Desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of Gad, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, firstfruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, former fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publican and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles. God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good Shepherd, good Teacher, good man of the house, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great Counselor, great Door, great God, great High Priest, great King, great Lord, great One, great Peace, great Prophet, great Savior, great Shepherd, great and excellent, wonderful, amazing God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his bright, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his son Jesus Christ, his son our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humble of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ our Lord, Jesus Christ our Savior, Jesus Christ the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Crucified, Jesus the Grace and Truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, Judge, Judge among nations, Judge of all the earth, Judge of Israel, Judge of quick and dead, Judge of the fatherless, Judge of widows, Justified of the Spirit, Justifier of the circumcision, Justifier of the seed of Israel, Just God, Just Lord, Just Man, Just One, Just Savior, Keeper of Israel, Keeper of the Covenant and Mercy, Keeper of the Keys of Hell and Death, Kindler of Tophet, King Beautiful, King Eternal, King Forever, King of all the earth, King of Glory, King of Heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Nations, King of Peace, King of Righteousness, King of Saints, King of the Jews, King of Truth, King of Zion, Kinsman Nearer Than I, Kinsman Redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, Sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites, the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of Salvation, Lamb of the Great Multitude, Lamb of the 12 Apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, Last Adam, Leader and Commander, Life, Life of Man, Lifted and Exalted Son, Lifted up suffering symbol, Lifted up of my head, Lifted of my head, Light and Truth, Light Everlasting, Light in Darkness, Light of Heaven, Light of Israel, Light of Life, Light of Men, Light of the City, Light of the Gentiles, Light of the Glorious Gospel, Light of the Glory of God, Light of the Path, Light of the World, Light of Thy Countenance, Lily among Thorns, Lily of the Valley, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Lion of Zion, Living Bread, Living Redeemer, Living Savior, Living Stone, Long-Suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and Shepherd, Lord from Heaven, Lord God of the Holy Prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Everlasting Strength, Lord of a New Covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path in the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, Married one, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters. Mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mine of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, true one, the only one, the one and only sacrifice, the one, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one pillar of fire, plant of renown, God of Noah, Job, and Daniel, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, preach precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning Lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all, in the authority and power name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new beginnings, new fresh starts, new seasons, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing, new praise, new joy, new joyfulness, new merry heart, a new warm heart, renewed strength. New stability, more strength, more love, more comfort, more peace, healing, deliverance, restoration, prosperity, abundance, flourishing, good news of the gospel, Father's will, Father's business forevermore. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again in spirit and water. Repent and get baptized. Start your life off for the Most High. Get on that narrow path and stay on it forevermore. Please stay diligent for the Lord. Please hold on dear tight. Do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will get your sure reward, people. Come on now. Come on. Praise the Lord, y'all. Praise him. Thank him for everything he's brought you through in your life and what he continues to keep doing through you and for you. Amen. Let the Lord use you forever now. Self-denial, people. Self-denial. Self-denial. Let the Father use you. Self-denial. Get out of your own way. Stop being on your own understanding. Get out of your own attitude and how you think things are supposed to be. Self-denial, people. Self-denial. Praise the Most High. Praise the Lord, y'all, forever. Yes, new life, new beginnings, new seasons. Yes. New attitudes, new routines, new habits, new mindset, new attitude. No more complacency. No more stagnation. No more laziness. No more excuses. No more backsliding. No more falsehoods, all right? Come on, keep it real with the Lord. Keep it real with yourself now. Come on, let's get it now. Praise the Lord, y'all, forevermore. Praise him. He loves you a lot, so reciprocate it and love him back with obedience, y'all. And handle the Father's business, handle his word right. Praise the Lord. He's very excellent, y'all. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, the separate of sinners, separate from sinners. The servant of rulers, the servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, Shekinah glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nations, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, Son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock. Spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power. Strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David. Sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life. Life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God who works in mysterious ways, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veil to the new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, way, truth, and life, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong Lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful Counselor, Word, Word made flesh, Word of God, Word of His power, Word of life, Word of righteousness, Word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, praise him, y'all. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Praise the Lord, y'all. Yes, y'all. Praise him in the midst of your situation, okay? He'll do it for you, y'all, right? So there you have it, okay? That's the word for today, all right? So I just pray that whoever listens to this message, I just pray that you repent and get baptized, such life for the Most High, okay? Take it one day at a time, people. Well, I'll never do as I close out, I'll give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jairus Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.